High school cafeteria worker in Georgia is accused of stealing money from the cafeteria for the past 15 years. How much money? $1.3 million in money. The woman was a manager of the cafeteria, and she would steal money apparently from a cash-only snack cart, and they estimate she was taking about $500 every day. She was busted when someone turned her in.
Wow. If you're one of those people who check out reviews on Amazon or Yelp before you buy something, go to a restaurant or take a trip, make sure to remember this. A lot of them are made up.
What? It's not true?
And not everything on the internet is true, like they say. According to a new survey, 21% of Americans who've reviewed a product or service admit they never actually tried it. 32% say they left a review of something they've never tried because they just felt like it. 23 left the review based on hearsay from someone else. 22 left the review because they didn't like the idea of the product. 19% left the review because they don't like the owner or manufacturer. 10% left the review to be funny, like an Amazon spoof review. And 79% of Americans say they always or sometimes check online reviews.
So last July, a 46-year-old man in Canada needed a place to take his lady of the evening. And so he broke into a church where he worked, and some goods and services were exchanged, and then he took $116 from the church to pay her. Police busted him, and he blamed his addiction, but he was still arrested. He pled guilty to theft and mischief, and he got community service. You take a hooker to church? What? And then you rob the church to pay her? Wow.
So many comments, but not going to say anything. Not a lot of competition at the box office this past weekend. There was only one new widespread opening, and that was I, Frankenstein, and it was awful. Didn't even make the top five. That came in at number six. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, number five. Frozen, number four. The Nut Job, number three. Lone Survivor, number two. And the Kevin Hart and Ice Cube comedy Ride Along topped the box office again with $21.2 million.
So earlier this month, the 17-year-old basketball player North Carolina, Spencer Wilson, dedicated the game to his friend Josh. See, Josh had died of cancer 9 months ago. Spencer's team won the game when Spencer shot the ball with 2 seconds left from over 50 feet away and sunk it.
That's awesome.
That is awesome, isn't it? Wow. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.